you. They might not find it high level, but I think it's appropriate time before we start going through everything. So
Well,
if you
it's
want to coach me, I'll just stop right now.
well, I'm just
It's okay.
if it's going to get into a department, like we will be addressing each of the departments. So if it's a strategy the council has undertaken, something like that, to understand better where we're going, that's absolutely, Councillor Stewart, go ahead.
Yeah, because this is a summary. You know, what she delivered was the summary, and I'm asking questions on the summary. On page 30, you didn't give us a number for the step-up increase. Could you provide that back to the council? It doesn't have to be today, but I'd like to know how much the step-up is with the wages and benefit. Page 19, uncontrollable changes. You have salaries and benefit as an uncontrollable changes. I don't quite understand that. Salaries and benefits are controllable, and we do control them. We just haven't seen a review yet, so we don't really have. But I'm a little bit confused why you put it into uncontrollable. It is a controllable change. We do increase or decrease salaries and people. So why do you incorporate it in uncontrollable?
If I might respond to that, I think what I heard our director commenting was if staff complement stayed the same, exactly the same this year as it did last year, then this would be the net result. I acknowledge Councillor Stewart's comments that staff may retire, there may be vacancies or whatever, but should the staff complement remain the same, identical last year, this year, then agreements that we've entered into would have that net result.
And I agree with you. So we need to do better forecasting, even in the salary and benefits, because right now you're just saying it's the same, which is fine. We also have a disagreement here. We have an IT contract that all of a sudden is incorporated in operating budget. I believe that we had a meeting on that. We had a council, we had a motion that we weren't include the 100,000 in operating budget until we really saw the audit report.
We'll leave that question till we get to that department, if you don't mind, Councillor Stewart.
No problem. In page 24, when you talked about reducing services and reducing, you know, some of the cost and everything, you didn't have a component for labor. I mean, if you reduce services, there probably should be some sort of component on that page. How much less labor do we need? But I didn't see that. All I saw was a reduction of about $500,000 on services. So I'd like to know how much reducing services would contribute to maybe less labor involved. You know, there should be a component of labor. And the gas line thing, how did we do the gas line of 100,000 holiday without a CIP? That's an interesting thing because we're not really allowed to give private companies a tax break without a CIP. So I'm a little bit confused in 2017 how that came to be. But I don't think anyone was around here to really explain that right today. But you know, that's 10 years, that's $1 million that we're giving this private company as a tax relief.
When Councillor Stewart comes back, I will address the comments that he just made regarding whether this is valuable use of time or not. It is not acceptable to do that because our staff has invested significant and valuable time to help council make decisions that are going to direct the municipality. The comments, I will hang on to them until Councillor Stewart returns because there's no value in saying them. It's directing his remarks, not ours. So,